It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We focus on libraries in the Green Bay area as the Brown County system is recognized for distinguished achievement and service, named Library of the Year by the State Association. As we discuss the impact of libraries around Wisconsin, you can call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Sarah Sugden is Executive Director of the Brown County Library. It's a system that includes a downtown Green Bay location and 7 branch libraries. Sarah, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, this year marks the third time for the Brown County Library to be named Wisconsin Library of the Year. How do your libraries and its services, how do they serve your communities?
Well, we're this is Titletown, so we are always seeking excellence in everything we do, and that extends, of course, to our library services. Libraries in Brown County are working so hard and so passionately and with such joyful determination and real love to meet the needs of our community. It is so interesting. It is beautiful work. Libraries are much different than they were 100 years ago, but the whole premise is really the same: help people prosper and thrive in whatever their individual pursuit is. It's so interesting. Mm.
As you mentioned, libraries are so much different than they were a century ago. Like, checking out books and other items has become just like a part of the role of libraries. How are libraries evolving to meet the needs of their communities?
Oh, that's a great question. It's so interesting. While libraries themselves have been around for thousands of years, public libraries are a relatively new human invention. And it's exciting to be part of these efforts that are really sort of playing out what public libraries can do in communities. We know books, of course, are a solid way of consuming information, but we know now that other formats are equally successful and perhaps work better for some individuals, whether they're digital resources or other kinds of resources online. It's exciting, though. I've been working in libraries for 35 years, and it's exciting to see what has remained constant in libraries, even while some things have changed. That real need to, that desire for libraries to provide access, whether it is, again, to books and materials or to public computers or printers. My goodness, if anyone's printer runs out of ink today, they can go by their local library and print out whatever they need, that packing slip to mail a parcel or whatever. It's so interesting, the many useful ways in which public libraries support people in their communities.
What are you learning from the programs you offer that other communities could try or should know about?
Well, libraries are awesome at sharing ideas, and I will confess to all listeners and all librarians listening, I steal their ideas. yes, great ideas are everywhere, and that's what's so wonderful about libraries, is that we borrow or steal or, well, it's, given freely these wonderful ideas, the impactful programs, the big ways and small ways in which libraries are really doing excellent work in meeting the needs of the community and removing barriers for folks to get what they need. So we are, every library is really a hybrid, a blend of those best practices, those great ideas, really uniquely suited for or uniquely adapted for individual communities, even within our Brown County, with multiple locations and a bookmobile. Every community within our own county is different and has different needs and different opportunities, too.
How do you use the bookmobile? Is that changing in where it goes and what you offer? Because bookmobiles, they, too, have been a concept that have been around for quite a while.
A long time, yeah. We've had bookmobile service here since the late 40s.
Wow.
And I love hearing stories of people who talk about what was it like as a child to see that bookmobile coming down the road, and what it represented for individuals. We find that bookmobile is an awesome way for us to be able to get out and about. Transportation barriers are really a big challenge for folks in every community, particularly rural communities. And the more that we can get out and about and meet people where they are, the better. And for us, a bookmobile has been a great solution for part of the solution, right, for those challenges. We have a new bookmobile coming next spring. Can't wait to break it out. So we'll have to wait a little bit longer.
A new bookmobile, will it be larger, or what will be different about it in a newer version of a bookmobile?
Well, it's it's been exciting to be part of this process and in determining what are those, you know, assets that a bookmobile should have. Mm-hmm. Certainly, it will provide access to technology. It is really a mobile library. It's a small library on wheels.
Wow.
Except, yes, I will confess, the bookmobile will have a bubble machine, and our physical libraries don't. So the stationary libraries don't have a bubble machine that blows, but the bookmobile will have that fun added feature. A bookmobile is a mobile library, so it's bringing computer access, printer access. You know, it is a Wi-Fi hotspot, so anywhere the bookmobile is, people can hop online and get access to those digital resources they need.
We're talking about the Brown County Library System as it is named 2023 Library of the Year by the State Library Association. Sarah Sugden oversees the countywide network. You can join in with questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So you have 8 total locations, Ashwaubenon, De Pere, Green Bay, Pulaski. Each location offering access to computers and Wi-Fi, how significant now is technology access as a reason why community members visit their libraries?
Well, digital access to computers is essential for success in our modern society. We saw that in the pandemic when physical locations were closed, so and everyone turned to online resources. If you didn't have the devices, the internet connection, and the skills to be able to access those resources, it was it felt like an impossible task for those individuals. Public libraries have, since the 90s, provided access to public computers and public printing. We offer scanning to email and faxing. Faxing has remained remarkably popular. Mm-hmm. And those really, that critical access. And that's true for, I think, 99% of the libraries in America, public libraries in America, offer that access. It is critical. We know that our broadband internet connectivity is real terrific for folks. I had once a woman tell me that she had came to our library parking lot to upload some massive art files. She was a professional artist who had moved back to Green Bay from Brooklyn and was trying to upload some files for her business, and her home internet wasn't cutting it. But she was able to come to the library, upload the things that she needed, and, you know, continue her business without an interruption. So, too, we really had so interesting. How many people come to the library in the midst of, I've got a Zoom meeting in however many minutes, laptop open, really wanting to get, you know, get online and get connected to proceed, again, with their business or endeavors. It's really a critical It's a critical component of public library services, in my opinion.
So providing technology that costs, and when you examine your budget, of course, local libraries would get, I imagine, a portion of their operating revenue from the municipality in which they're located. But do you feel you have the adequate funding to run library operations?
I don't know whether any public library would say they ever have adequate funding, because the truth is public libraries can benefit communities in so many ways. I say, you know, we serve people from high to high at every stage of life. And so when you consider the opportunities for service in the community through public libraries, it is only financial limitations that really prevent us from, you know, digging in and making differences in all of those areas of a human existence. So that is true. I think that public libraries are remarkable in the ways in which they use their resources effectively and thriftfully, and really try to get the most bang for the buck for their community members.
There's a proposal in the legislature that's gaining attention that would require parents to be notified whenever their children under 16 check out materials from public libraries. Libraries have to up to 24 hours to issue notifications. What is your view on this idea?
Well, all public libraries put parents front and center in terms of overseeing their children's experience and navigation of public library resources and spaces. That's true. In order to get a library card, a parent needs to sign and say, yes, I give permission. I had to when I was got my library card, and my kids had to, and it's true across our country that parents are legally responsible for children and have that responsibility. So we feel that those mechanisms for oversight are there because a parent, of course, signs for the library card and has access to, is able to see what their children's check out up to the age of 16 under state law. So we feel that parents have that access and controls. And of course, we are committed to maintaining those. So we feel that there are good safeguards in place, ensuring that parents and caregivers and guardians have the control that they should have.
So what you're saying is parents already have this access that this proposal probably wouldn't be necessary, because it may be just, I guess, an extra step or showing what is already there?
In my personal opinion, I think that is correct. You know, the public libraries work so closely with parents to make sure their children are successful in the use of the library. That comes, whether it's behavior issues or whether it's, checking the materials. We know that parents and guardians are children's first and best teachers, and we know what, we don't want to interfere with that responsibility and those rights of parents and caregivers. So that's why, we have those policies already in place to ensure those.
So the Brown County Library Board is seeking to expand services to rural communities. What conversations are board members having about the system's future and where it could go?
Well, it is exciting work. We love library work, and we love figuring out ways in which we can better serve our community members and extend services. While we know that financial resources are always a challenge, we also know that there are so many new and innovative ways that libraries are doing all over the country and the world, for that matter, of modifying and adapting services for various communities to, again, create solutions that will work in those communities. So we have a task force working and are really trying to figure this out. How do we, again, help our communities in every municipality in Brown County, not just the ones that have currently a physical location?
And then, when will Village of Denmark Library Branch open? There are advancements there really quickly.
Oh, it's so exciting to share. Yes, there's moving forward with our branch library in Denmark. I'm so excited to share that news. Working with the village and community group there has been a wonderful opportunity for the library to be part of a community project that will really be a great benefit and a blessing to the community there.
Sarah,
so that should be coming.
Go ahead.
No, I'm excited about all the work and excited about public libraries in not only Brown County, but throughout Wisconsin. It's a really special state full of amazing libraries.
Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Sarah Sugden is Executive Director of the Brown County Library. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.